This is Alex Peace of EG with Guy Granger, CEO of JAL at Expo Real 2017. Guy, thanks very much for joining me. I guess first question, what are you hoping to get out of the conference for the couple of days?
Well, we come here to meet investors from all over the world and find out really where their sentiment is, whether that be on a geographical basis or a sector basis, so that we can go away and find solutions.
Okay, well, so far we've had half a day of it. What's the sentiment so far? Happy? Bit tentative?
I think the people are very happy with where everything stands on the continent, because quite frankly, at the beginning of the year, with elections in Netherlands, France and Germany, there was a lot of uncertainty about where the economies would be. But GDP continental Europe is probably as good as we could have expected right now, and I think that's being reflected in the real estate transactions that are taking place.
You said continental Europe. What about the UK? How does that fit into all of that?
So UK is in a really interesting spot at the moment, because there's definitely still demand, but there's a feeling that pricing hasn't changed to reflect the uncertainty. So there's a little bit of waiting and seeing. We also haven't had that much stock, if I'm honest, in the first three quarters of the year, but there's quite a bit coming through in the final quarter, so it'd be really interesting to see where that pricing comes out.
I mean, with transactions generally slowing, what other sort of areas of business are JAL focusing on now to get revenues?
Well, I'd say most of our investment, recruitment and focus is around technology solutions. The real estate market is a heavily commoditized industry, and if we can come up with technology solutions for our clients that are unique, quick and make decision making simpler, then that will be an ingredient for success. So we're spending a lot of time and energy on that.
Okay, well, what kind of technology solutions?
Well, I'll be giving away trade secrets then. I must admit, the corporate clients that we act for are working far faster than the institutional investor clients on this. But it's effectively bringing data together, important data, and let's face it, there's lots out there, but simplifying it. You know, what's the important data that people should notice, and how is it going to inform the themes going forward, whether that be around retail spend, the supply chain, flexible office working? These are all key subjects for investors.
The other side of, on the agency patch, which seems to be getting a lot of attention, is occupiers and focusing more on occupier teams. Is that something that JAL is expanding at the moment, or going to expand further?
I'd say we always have been. I mean, we're fairly balanced between our occupier and investor business. And in fact, in the Americas, I'd say we're completely dominated by occupiers in terms of the way we run business. So it's always about getting insight from the tenants, the businesses, in terms of what they want. That's how you can forecast where the best place is to invest.
Top tips for the next year ahead? What do you think is going to be? What do you think is going to happen in 2018? But also, what do you think we need to watch out for? What's the biggest risk coming up on the horizon?
Well, still, I would say when I speak to business leaders, political risk is still very much evident. And I think the last few days in terms of party political conferences in the UK is real evidence of that. So there's that side of it. The disruption from speeding up processes through technology, flexible office working definitely is a big trend, and people are trying to work out in 5 years' time what that's going to lead to in terms of the lease market, for example. These are all big shifts, I would say, that real estate hasn't seen for a while.
Guy, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.